Welcome back to Brought Together by Words with Nathaniel,
Aaliyah,
welcome to
Julian,
Augie,
and Katie.
Today we'll be discussing about chapters 10 through 14 from the book Glory Be by Augusta Scattergood. In chapters 10 through 14, Glory has become closer friends with Laura. Laura is a Yankee, which is known as a person who lives in the North. Laura is in Mississippi because her mother works for a freedom clinic. Laura experienced a form of discrimination when JT, Frankie's brother, spits at her feet and tells Laura to go back to the North. Glory realized that separation is real. So Frankie, a mean thing that Frankie did to Laura was that he didn't want to play with her because she was a Yankee. Then later, he came back just to apologize to Glory about how he treated Laura back there.
So, but then when he comes back and apologizes for what he did, what happens?
He said that, he didn't mean to be so rude to Laura.
Pool is getting closed down, and Gloria is kind of, doubting that it's being closed for, because it's,
So why did the pool close?
Because they didn't want people of color and white people in the same pool.
Yeah. Yep. So in the text, it says, if we look in chapter 10, it says, closed for repairs until further notice by order of the Hanging Moss Town Council. Do we think that's true or false, that it's closed for repairs?
No, it's false. False.
Why is it false?
I'm pretty sure because Glory went over to the pool with Frankie. Frankie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody there repairing the pool.
Yeah.
They also want to close down the library.
Why?
People of color and white people in the same line.
Right.
They just put them together.
And what did Mrs. Bloom say about that, though?
No.
She said, I'm not going to close this down, yes. Right? She's like, over my dead body would I close this place down.
It says, Dear Editor, I am writing to express my displeasure at the way the Hanging Moss Town Council has responded to the recent upheavals in our community.
So what does that mean? Who is writing that?
Someone in Hanging Moss.
In Hanging Moss, absolutely. And what do they mean by that?
It means that they don't think that it's a good idea to just close everything down. Just because they don't want people of color and white people to be in the same place.
She just puts it in didn't she put it in a cabinet?
Mm-hmm. In a drawer?
Yeah.
Yeah. She just threw it off to the side. Because Glory's letter probably said something to the effect of, we want the pool to open again, right?
And probably, and I think maybe, maybe she just put it in the drawer, and maybe because she wants to keep the pool closed, so maybe she could believe in segregation, so she decided to not report that note to the town hall and decided to just put it away, put it in the drawer, doesn't even care about it. I think it never happened at all.
So she's an editor of a newspaper that goes to every person in a community or a town. That's a pretty powerful position. She gets to decide what goes in the newspaper and what doesn't. So how does that impact the news that the people in Hanging Moss receive?
The lady is racist.
Mm-hmm.
Then she sends all of the notes that are going against segregation.
Yes.
Segregation.
You got it.
To she doesn't report them to the town council, and it doesn't get put in the newspaper. And the only letters that get put in the newspaper are the ones that are talking bad
about people of color.
Yes.
If she did write that Glory's letter into the newspaper, everyone would start to believe that segregation would be kind of wrong and everything, and that they should reopen the pool.
If she did put Glory's piece in there?
Yeah.
So she's probably against it.
But if she...
She's probably agrees.
And it starts talking about... It goes circles back to Jesslyn and how she is going to go where?
She's... Okay, she's kind of going away alone with that Yankee, also known as a Northerner, but, like, she lies.
What is his name?
Robbie. Mm-hmm. Jackie. Robbie Fox is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Yankee, which is a person from the North, and, like, she always lies, so that way, she always lies to his father, so that way she can go alone. Jesslyn convinces her dad to go to Memphis alone with Robbie Fox.
I'm pretty sure she tells her dad that she's going shopping to get, like, put tons or something for a birthday party.
Yes. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go with Mary Louise. Her older sister's driving. It's going to be great. And he lets her go, right? So then we fast forward, and what happens in chapter 14?
Glory follow her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, you could talk about that, what happens?
I think she hops in the back of the car under a blanket.
Yeah.
I wonder why it's called trying to breathe under a blanket.
Yeah. So she hops into his car. Well, she follows, what's the sequence? What's the first thing she does? She follows
follows Jesslyn outside to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
no one, they're like not paying attention to the car. She jumps in and then she hides under the blanket.
Mm-hmm. And so she's gonna go with them wherever they end up going, which is kind of scary and funny. And that. Okay. Any Stop and Jots questions that you have before we wrap up?
I have actually one question.
Sure.
Is it just like the person who is one of the people who kind of believe in segregation, you know?
Jesslyn?
Yeah.
I don't think she like did anything wrong to Laura, though. So.
Do we have any evidence yet, I guess, is the question.
No, we don't.
She doesn't talk good about it, talk bad about it.
Yeah, she's just kind of impartial.
What does that mean?
What does impartial mean in that sentence? What do you think? She doesn't have a side either way. Right now, at least from the text.
Just kind of like neutral, but just neutral.
And she's also going with Robbie Fox, who is a Yankee,
alone.
So she potentially is in support of integration. Because she is dating someone who is from the North. Maybe. We don't know, but that's a great inference.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as Mr. V's class talks about chapters 15 through 21.
Welcome to our fifth grade podcast with Ms. Fisher's class.